Amen. Well, it's good to be here, and I love that song, and I thank you for that song. Psalm 91 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty," and that's where I want to be, and I thank you for that song this morning. It is a joy to be here, and I have enjoyed Sunday school already, and I'm good to meet some of you that I've never met before, and Psalm 136 is where we're going to be this morning, Psalm 136. I do love Brother Evans, and man, one thing about Brother Evans is he loves to laugh and have a good time, and man, he'll make you laugh just listening to him laugh, and we had a good time with him about a week ago at our church. He was there for the Pass the Mantle conference at our church, and man, we ate supper with him every night, and good night, he laughs so stinking much, and so I love being around Brother Evans, and if I can say one thing about the men's retreat, you ought to come. And we love it at First Baptist Church in Clinton. And last year was our first time coming. And we had a time. And so we've put a sign-up sheet out. And we're bringing some men down this year. And we're looking forward to a wonderful time. And I can't wait to win that gun. And man, we should have just went ahead and just drawn it this morning. And that would have been all right. And I'm sure those other guys would have understood. But I'm looking forward to being there, being here in the preaching, eating the good food. Good night. The food is outstanding. Do you cook all the food, or is the ladies? Who does it? You, just a little bit of everybody tag teaming work. Whoever does it, it's good. And, man, those potatoes last year, the cheese potatoes, I mean, I dream about those things. And, man, I think I went back for thirds. And it's good food and good night. I'm looking forward to it. It can't get here quick enough. And so we're going to have a good time then. So, men, I encourage you, if you haven't ever been, you ought to go this year for the food, preaching, singing, and shooting. It's a good time. And we'll have a good time then in the end of September. Psalm 136 is where we'll be this morning. And I'm going to let you remain seated. Normally I have you stand, but I'm going to let you remain seated because I'm going to read the whole chapter. And don't get nervous by that. I'll read fast, but I want you to take note of a familiar phrase that's recognized, that's actually in every single verse in this chapter, and we're going to read the entire chapter and see what the Lord has for us this morning. Psalm chapter number 136, and again, it is a privilege to be able to be here. I'm in the absence of Brother Evans. I don't take it lightly whenever I get to stand behind an Evan Lorenz pulpit, especially when he's not in the service, and so I understand the great responsibility of that, and I will try my best to not say anything stupid. And that's always my goal, not to say anything stupid. And so Psalm 136, verse number 1, look at it with me. The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good." We could stop right there and go to the house and say amen and go to the house and eat some food because the Lord is good. And we ought to give thanks unto Him, for the Lord is good. I like how he starts out there, just time out before I can go any further. God has been good to me. And we'd all have to testify, God's been good to us this morning as well. But then he goes on to say, "For his mercy endureth forever." Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. This morning, for a little while, I want to preach on that thought, for his mercy endureth forever. We'll explain where we're going in just a moment, but first let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the good time in Sunday school you've already given us, Lord. Thank you for, God, the freedom that we have to be able to stand, to be able to preach, and God, to be able to come to church. God, I pray that you would let us never take for granted of that, Lord, and God, the privilege is ours to be able to come and worship you, God, in freedom. And Lord, I pray that you would, God, be with the message this morning. God, I pray that you would help it to be an encouragement, God, a message of praise to you, a message of showing how good you truly are to us. And God, may it be a reminder to us, Lord, that we ought to be thankful for all that you do for us and to know that your mercy truly does endure forever. God, I pray that it be an encouragement. I pray that it be a help. And God, I pray at the invitation time you get the fruit you so desire around the altar. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. 26 times in these 26 verses, the common phrase, for his mercy endureth forever, is mentioned. We understand when God says something once, it's obviously important, but when God says something over and over and over again, I think he's doing it for emphasis. He's doing it for a specific reason, to show emphasis. It would be very easy for us to read this chapter and miss this great truth, to be honest with you, because it's repeated over and over, and a lot of times we'll find ourselves just blowing past for his mercy endureth forever to try to finish the chapter. But I think whenever this psalm was written, it was written on purpose, because I believe every word, every phrase, every jot and every tittle, every comma, every piece of punctuation is in the Word of God for a specific reason. And God had a reason for putting 26 times in this one chapter, his mercy endureth forever. I don't think it's by accident that we see this phrase, for his mercy endureth forever, these 26 times. The psalmist was trying to get you and I to understand that God has been good and he will be good all the days of our life. It's not just a thing that he's good part of our life. He's not good just in our older years of our life. He's not just good when we get saved, but God has been good and he will be good all the days of our life. We could all testify, look over our life and see how God has been good to us and he's been good to your family. He's been good in giving you a place to lay your head at night, a roof over your head, a food on your table, a job to be able to go to be able to provide for your family, kids that are healthy and a wife that is loving, a husband that works hard. God's been good to each one of us this morning. We'd all have to testify and say his mercy truly does endure forever. I like how verse number one starts out, and we've already said it, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And like I said, it's like the psalmist just times out. And he says, I can't really go any further because I'm overwhelmed with how good God has been in my life. God has been truly good. He takes a time out, and he just stops, and he gives thanks unto God for how good he has been. And let me just say that God's been good in my life. I have no complaints with him tonight, today, and to be honest with you, he wouldn't want to listen to him if I did, and it wouldn't do any good because he's that good. I have no complaints, and I'm sure he has plenty of complaints with me in my life, but to know that God loves me and that he cares for me and that he protects me, I'm thankful this morning that his mercy endures forever. Now listen, in the good times, his mercy endures forever. In the bad times, his mercy endures forever. When my health is bad, his mercy endures forever. But when my health is good, his mercy endures forever. When the bank account is empty, his mercy endures forever. When the bank account is full, if that ever happens, his mercy endures forever. You see, whenever that unexpected bill comes in the mail, his mercy endures forever. When it seems like the valley that you're in will never end, friend, his mercy endures forever. When no one seems to understand what you're going through, his mercy endures forever. Listen, whenever you get laid off in your job, his mercy endures forever. When your marriage is struggling, his mercy endures forever. Whenever your kids are rebellious, his mercy endures forever. Whenever your kids won't listen, his mercy endures forever. Whenever your teenagers are rebellious, his mercy endures forever. Whenever the prodigal leaves, his mercy endures forever. When the prodigal comes home, his mercy endures forever. And I'm thankful this morning that I serve a God that his mercy is long-suffering and he is faithful and his mercy endureth forever. Listen, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you'll go through tomorrow, but I can tell you this, His mercy endures forever. I look up that word mercy, and it has several different meanings, and three that I just loved that I wrote down. First of all, one of the meanings was the word pardon. Pardon. I'm thankful that I've been pardoned from my sins. Listen, I was raised in church. I was raised as I'm a PK. I'm a rotten church rat. I'm a preacher's kid. But I was still a sinner that needed a Savior, that was on my way to hell. And as a 10-year-old boy, I realized I was a sinner on my way to hell, and I asked Jesus to forgive me of my sin and to save me. I was pardoned from my sins. Listen, it don't matter if you was raised in church. It doesn't matter if you got saved later in life. We all still needed a Savior to save us from our sins. And I'm thankful that His pardon, His mercy, it endures forever. Listen, the day that we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and we accepted His gift of salvation, our sins was done away with as far as the east is from the west, and the deepest, darkest part of the sea, never to be remembered anymore, we've been pardoned. Listen, child of God, since God's chosen to forgive your sin, why don't you just go ahead and forget it as well? Why don't you go ahead and forgive yourself? And many times we live a discouraged Christian life is because we keep beating ourselves up for what we did in the past and what we did in the past, and God's already forgot it. God's already forgiven it. Why don't you move on as well? You've been pardoned. His mercy endures forever. His pardon endures forever. But not only that, this word mercy means charity as well. A lot of times we just say charity means love, but really charity has a different meaning. It is love in action. There's a difference. I can love someone, but whenever I put my love in action, that now equals charity. I'm doing something to show my love. And God put His love in action over 2,000 years ago by sending His Son Jesus to die on the cross, to pay the awful price of dying on that cross, being whooped with the cat of nine tails, being spit upon and mocked, and a sword going through His side, and being nailed to the cross. God did all of that. He proved His love on a hill called Calvary so long ago. He put His love in action for you and for me. And man, what a great thought to know that whenever He was on the cross, I was on His mind. He knew me, yet He loved me. Man, we take for granted sometimes, I believe, John 3:16. But if John 3:16 wasn't in the Bible, we'd have no hope. We'd be of men of no hope. We'd be miserable this morning to know that there is no hope of eternal life. But I'm thankful John 3:16 is in the book, and it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I'm thankful this morning that this word mercy, it not only means pardon. I'm thankful to be pardoned from my sin, but I'm thankful it also means charity, that Jesus put His love in action and died on the cross for you and for me. Boy, the greatest thing that you could ever do this morning, your greatest need this morning, is not the next nice car, it's not the bigger job, it's not the nicer house. It is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and knowing Him and the free pardon of sin. If there's never been a time and a place in your life where you realize you're a sinner on your way to hell and you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins and to save you, your greatest need is salvation this morning. Your greatest need is to be pardoned. I'm thankful that His charity endureth forever. But another meaning of this word mercy is probably my favorite, and it's kindness. Kindness. Kindness is another meaning of this word mercy. Listen, God's been mighty kind to each and every one of us. By Him saving us, He was kind, but boy, He chooses to be good to us. He chooses to take care of us. The Bible says, "If we seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all the things we added unto you," He chooses to be kind to us every single day of our lives. He chooses, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, He'll give you the desires of your heart." Good night. That's a promise from the Word of God, that if I'll delight in Him, He'll give my desires of my heart. That's very kind of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's been mighty kind to you and I. Think of the story of Mephibosheth over there in 2 Samuel chapter number 9. And you know the story of how David became king, and Mephibosheth was a long time relative of the former king Saul, and it was just custom that whenever the new king would come into reign, they'd just go ahead and kill off any former family of the old king, so it wouldn't be any threat in the kingdom. But one day, all of a sudden, Mephibosheth gets word that the king wanted to talk to him, the new king David, and so he was worried to death, as should be. He thought for sure his life was over. Mephibosheth was a handicapped boy. He didn't have anything to offer. He was a handicapped young man, and he was broke. He didn't have anything to offer the king, and the king comes calling for him, and we know the story and how David, he didn't want to kill him. He didn't want to hurt him. All he wanted to do, the Bible says, he wanted to show kindness to him on Jonathan's sake. And we know how the story ended. The Bible talks about how Mephibosheth, he sat continually at the king's table all the days of his life. David was mighty kind to Mephibosheth. And can I tell you, dear friend, everything changes when the king comes calling. And I'm thankful on June 6, 2003, as a 10-year-old boy at 620 West White Street in Clinton, Illinois, the Lord Jesus Christ came calling for me, and he saved me by his good grace. And I'm thankful that his kindness, his mercy, it endures forever this morning. I'm thankful this phrase is all throughout the Bible, his mercy endures forever. But let me give you several things that I noticed out of Psalm 136. Notice, first of all, notice the source of this mercy. Notice the first phrase there, the first two words in this common phrase, for his mercy endureth forever. The first two words is this: for his. The source of this mercy is none other than of God. He is the source of this mercy. He was and is and will always be the source of this mercy. Look at verse number 2. The Bible says, "O give thanks unto the God of gods." Verse 3, "O give thanks unto the Lord of lords." All throughout the chapter, each verse recognizes the source of this mercy, and it's none other than God. The same God that created the earth and all that was in it in six literal days and then rested on the seventh. The same God that said, "Let there be light," and there was light. The same God that that led the children of Israel out of bondage. The same God that, that led them through the wilderness and into the promised land. The same God that was buried in a borrowed tomb and then on the third day rose from the grave. The same God that's now sitting on the right hand of the throne of God, making intercession for you and for me, to say the same God that saved you, the same God that saved me to think he did all of this because he loves me. He did that. He's a merciful God. The source of his mercy is God, for his mercy endureth forever. But notice, second of all, notice the supply of this mercy. Notice the next phrase: for his mercy. I'm thankful his supply will never run out. 1 Peter 1:3 says this: "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his," notice the next phrase, "abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Look at verse number 4 of Psalm 136. The Bible says this: "To whom, him who alone doeth great wonders, to him that by wisdom made the heavens, to him that stretched out his the earth above the waters, but to him that made great lights, the sun to rule by day and the moon to, and stars to rule by night." Listen, his supply is a never-ending supply. His supply is a never-emptying supply. Listen, it doesn't matter what happens at the White House, his supply is never going to end. It doesn't matter what happens down at the job site, his supply will never end. It doesn't matter what happens at the doctor's office, his supply will never end. It doesn't matter what happens in your life. It doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter the bad news you get tomorrow. His supply, his mercy, will endure forever. Listen, I'm here to tell you this morning, we serve a God with a never-ending supply of mercy. Boy, that ought to do something. That ought to stir up in your heart and make you thankful this morning that, man, you don't serve some dead God, some Buddha, some God that can't do anything for you. You serve the living God that said his mercy endureth forever. The supply of this mercy, it's never-ending. It's a never-emptying supply. But notice, third of all, notice the scope of this mercy. The scope of this mercy. Look at the next phrase, next word. For his mercy, notice the next word, endureth forever. Not a smart man, I had to look up that word endure, what it actually meant, and it means this: to bear, to sustain, to support. I had a general idea of what it meant, but I got real excited when I read that it meant to bear, to sustain, to support. And his pardon, his love, his kindness, his mercy will endure. It'll support, it'll sustain, it'll be there no matter what I go through. Look at Psalm 136, verse number 10 with me. The Bible says, "To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, his mercy was there." Look at 11. "And brought out Israel from among them with a strong hand, with a stretched out arm, his mercy was there. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, his mercy was there. It endured and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, and overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. To him which led his people through the wilderness, to him which smote the great kings and slew the famous kings, his mercy endured through all of that." And if His mercy endured for that, then why in the world do we think that it won't endure in our own life? Whenever hard times come, when difficult times come, when we get the bad news, when we get the phone call that we dread to get, when we get those bad situations that come into our life, a lot of times we throw up our hand and say, God, where are you? But yet, He said His mercy will endure forever. It will always be there. Listen, I'm sure Moses was thankful that His mercy endured whenever he was leading the children of Israel, the stubborn children of Israel, out of bondage. I'm sure when Joshua had to walk around the walls of Jericho, he was thankful that His mercy endured forever. Whenever David was walking up to that giant Goliath with just five smooth stones and a sling in his hand, I'm sure he was thankful that God's mercy endured until the end. Whenever Job lost it all, I'm sure he was thankful that God's mercy endured. Whenever Daniel and the Hebrew boys were thrown into the fiery furnace, I'm sure he was thankful that His mercy endured. Whenever Paul had to battle with the thorn in the flesh, he was thankful that God's mercy, it still endured. All throughout the Scripture, there's example after example after example of people that went through a situation, went through a hard time, went through a troubling time, and God's mercy endured in their life. And if He did it for them, then friend, He'll do it for you this morning. Thankful that His mercy endured. So we see the source of this mercy. We see the supply of this mercy and the scope of this mercy. But notice, fourth of all, notice the security of this mercy. Notice the next two words in this phrase. For His mercy endureth forever. In every situation of life, His mercy endureth forever. Listen, that's a good word in a dark hour. That's a good word in a person that's going through a hard time. To know that there's security in this mercy, to know that it'll endure and it'll be there forever. Listen, I'm thankful no matter how difficult this life gets, no matter how hard the trial in life may be, His mercy will endure forever. Psalm 136 gives us example after example of His mercy and the security of this mercy. Listen, friend, you can rest assured today that His mercy will endure forever, ever. There's no place you can go. There's nothing you can do. There's no place you can run. No place you can hide that His mercy will not endure forever. Well, I'm thankful that His mercy is present in my life. Thankful that I can look back on my life and I can see where His hand was there and it was evident in my life. The security of this mercy. There's nothing that you'll go through that His mercy will not endure. But notice lastly with me, notice the satisfaction of this mercy. The satisfaction of this mercy. Listen, I find great satisfaction in hearing the psalmist say at the end of each verse, for His mercy endureth forever. It probably would have been sufficient to say it once. Probably would have got the point to know that His mercy endures forever. Probably would have been sufficient. But I'm glad that he didn't just write it once. He knew there'd be people in 2018 on September the 9th that would need to hear His mercy endures forever. 26 times. God knew that there was, He'd look down, He knew that we'd need to hear this in a dark hour in our life to know that, God, if You were there whenever they had to cross that Red Sea, boy, that's bigger than what I'm going through, but Lord, You were there then. God, whenever You overthrew Pharaoh and how he troubled the children, that's way bigger than what this little thing that I'm trying to deal with. God, and listen, I'm not making light of anything You may be dealing with tonight, but I'm telling you, His mercy, it does endure forever. There's satisfaction in knowing over and hearing over and over again. It's almost like the psalmist is saying, you know what, don't worry. Because He's did it for them. You're no less His child. He'll do it for you. His mercy endureth forever. Listen, I can look back on my life. And there's been troubles and trials. I won't take time to tell you about it. But some health situations, some things in my life. And I can look back and in those difficult times of my life that as a 14, 15 teenager, and I see those difficult times that I went through in and out of the hospital and off and on medicine and man, just home health care, just a lot of health issues. I can look back and I say, God, You were there in that bad time. Your hand was evident then. God, I've seen you when I didn't think, whenever I couldn't trace You, Lord, You were still there. His mercy endured all throughout my life. And I'm sure you can look back on your life. You can look back on your years in your life and you can see in this difficult time when you didn't know where to turn, you didn't know who to talk to, you didn't know where to run, and now you can look back and say, God, You were there too. God, you were evident in that situation. You were evident in my life there. We find great satisfaction knowing that His mercy endures forever. Listen, maybe you can't sit there in your seat this morning and say with confidence that His mercy endures forever. Hold on, because one day you'll be able to. Because there's been too many testimonies of time and time again where God, where people have to say, yeah, God, you were there. Turn with me to Psalm 23 and I'll be done. Psalm 23, very familiar psalm. You've probably got it memorized. Psalm 23. Look at verse number 1. Psalm 23, verse number 1. The Bible says this, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." Here it is. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Listen, I'm thankful. This little six-word phrase, there's so much truth to be found in this six-word phrase. Don't ever skip over. Whenever you see in the Bible a common phrase repeated, God's got it there for a reason. His mercy endureth forever. Listen, there's much to learn from this little six-word phrase, much truth to be learned. And I'm thankful for the source of His mercy, God. Thankful for the supply of His mercy, that it's never-ending, never-emptying. I'm thankful for the scope of this mercy, that it will endure, and the security that it will be there forever. But I'm especially thankful for the satisfaction that over and over and over again in my life, I can say, God, You were there. Your mercy was evident. Your grace was evident. Your pardon, your charity, Your kindness was evident in my life. And I just want to say thank You, Lord. I just want to say thank You, Lord, for all that You've done for me. And God, You realize where I'm at today. You realize what need I have in my life today. Listen, He knows what you need before you even knew you needed it. God knows about the bill that hasn't even been mailed yet. God knows about the doctor's report before He even tells you. God knows about the job layoff before your boss even does. God knows where we're at today. So rest assured that His mercy will endure forever. That doesn't mean you won't go through hard times. That don't mean that you won't go through difficult times. That don't mean that you won't encounter some troubles and trials along the way, but it does mean that He'll be with you every step of the way. His mercy endures forever. I guarantee if we were to go back and we had Brother Job here and he could talk to us this morning, I guarantee you after chapter number 1, he'd say, yeah, it was hard. He'd probably say in chapter 14 when he said, "If man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes." I'm sure in chapter 14, he probably would have still said, yeah, it's difficult. I don't understand why God took my family. I don't understand why God took my farm and my finances and everything, and my friends are turning against me. I don't understand it all. But I guarantee you when we got to the end of the chapter, when we got to the end of the book, Job would say, all along the way, His mercy was there. God, I felt like sometimes my prayers wasn't even getting past the roof. But God, You were still there. You were still evident. Your mercy still endured forever. I don't know what you're facing this morning. I don't know what you're going to face tomorrow or next week or next month or next year. But may this be an ever-reminding, and Psalm 136 be a chapter that you turn to often to look at and say, God, I'm thankful to know that Your mercy, You did it for them. God, I just trust You'll do it for me. And Your mercy will endure forever. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If I can have someone come to the piano this morning. Thankful this morning to know that His mercy endures forever. As I said, I don't know what you're going through. Don't know what you'll face tomorrow. But I do know that we serve a God that does care. And that He's made us a promise that His mercy will endure forever. I'm going to pray and the piano is going to begin to play and we're going to give an invitation time. But I want to leave you with this before we give the invitation. If you've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, His mercy endures for you this morning. His mercy, His pardon, His charity has already been displayed. He's already went to the hill called Calvary. He's already suffered and bled and died. He's already paid the price for your sin. All you have to do is come freely, accept that gift. You'll make a decision. You'll make a choice, one of two decisions today. You'll either choose to accept it or you'll choose to reject it. And just know, if you choose to reject the gift of salvation, you're literally saying, no God for me. What a dangerous place to be, that is. So if you don't know for sure that you're saved this morning, if there's never been a time and a place that you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, do know that His mercy endures for you this morning as well. And He wants to save you. We'd take a Bible. We'll show you from the Bible how you can be saved. One of the best decisions, the best decision you'll ever make in your life. For the rest of us in here, whatever you're going through this morning, may it be an encouragement and a help to you this morning to know that His mercy will endure forever. Father, thank you so much for the truth of your word. Thank you for, Lord, how you spoke to my heart, Lord, many months ago as you gave me this thought and this message, God. And God, you knew I needed it then, and God, you know every once in a while it's good to go back to Psalm 136 and, God, read this and know that you are still in control of every situation of life. God, it may be an encouragement to these dear folks this morning, God. It'd be an encouragement and a help to know that your mercy will endure. God, would you help the ones that need help? God, the ones that are doing okay this morning, God, may they stick it in their back pocket to know, Lord, that you'll still be there down the road, even whenever they face their hard times. God, for the ones that's here that's lost, Lord, I pray that you save them before it's eternally too late. We'll be sure to praise you for all you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. As the piano